During her speech, Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska showed pictures of blood-stained strollers and crumpled body left by Russian missiles. Speaking through a translator, she told lawmakers the stories of Ukrainian children killed or injured by airstrikes or shot to death as their families tried to flee with them.
Unfortunately, the war is not over. The terror continues. And I appeal to all of you on behalf of those who were killed, on behalf of those people who lost their arms and legs, on behalf of those who are still alive and well, and those who wait for their families to come back from the front. I'm asking for something now I would never want to ask. I am asking for weapons.
Olena Zelenska told lawmakers she was speaking out not as a presidential couple, but as parents. After Russia invaded Ukraine in late February, she and her two children spent the first 2 months in seclusion for safety. She said that, like many Ukrainian mothers, she fears for her children's future. Zelenska also called for more anti-air defenses to help repel what have been unending Russian missile and airstrikes that have killed countless civilians and leveled some Ukrainian cities.
Will my son be able to return to his school in the fall? I don't know, like millions of mothers in Ukraine. Will my daughter be able to go to university and at the beginning of the academic year and experience normal student life? I cannot answer. What should Ukrainian teachers prepare for? To work in classrooms or in bomb shelters? We would have answers if we had air defense systems. In fact, the answer is right here in Washington, D.C.
Zelenska repeatedly thanked President Biden and lawmakers for the billions of dollars in arms and other support the U.S. has delivered to Ukraine. On July 8th, President Biden announced a new security assistance package of $400 million for Ukraine, bringing total military aid since the Russia invasion to $7 billion. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that Ukraine has been using U.S.-supplied rocket launchers effectively on the battlefield. Austin also said the Pentagon plans to provide the Ukrainian military with 4 additional high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS, in another military assistance package, bringing the total to 16.
We're also committed to providing 2 NASAMS air defense systems to help Ukraine protect its troops and its civilians from Russian missile attacks. And we're committed to sending more HIMARS munitions and precision-guided artillery ammunition and other vital support. And the United States will continue to push and to lead. It will be our 16th drawdown of equipment from DoD inventory since August 2021.
Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley said the eastern Donbas region is not lost yet. Austin told reporters this was a critical phase of the conflict, meaning collective support for Ukraine is vital and urgent. According to the United Nations Human Rights Office, more than 5,000 Ukrainian civilians have been killed during the war in Ukraine as of July 11th, including 343 children. I'm Yulette Belu, Pacifica Radio KPFA.